I'm Will Davis for WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Alexandra Nelson talks about teaching high school Spanish.
Well, I graduated from University of Tennessee here at Chattanooga in 2009 with a degree in Spanish and mass communications. I had absolutely no idea what I was going to do, and I ran into a former teacher who mentioned, just wanted to see what I was up to, and we're looking for a Spanish teacher. And I thought, okay, well, I'll go over there. The next week, I went over and applied, and that's kind of how it began. So I was also excited because I thought, okay, you know, I struggled with Spanish in school. It was one of those things that I never felt like I could understand what I needed to. I was always struggling in that class. And so I thought, okay, well, yeah, this is my new mission. I'm going to go in there and try to make this a fun class and make it less intimidating than it had been for myself and all of my siblings. I wanted to incorporate cultural aspects of the language and that, you know, and so I said, guys, I think we're going to make some piñatas, all right? So that week, I'm looking at these formations these kids are forming. I mean, it turned into, they were sculptors, that teamwork that they showed. They were the most epic piñatas I've ever seen. They were animals, they were buildings, you know, structural elements. And I was starting to realize, like, whoa, you know, we're really running low on paint right now to be able to finish these. So I said, if any of y'all have, paints at your house, or any of your parents are willing, please, you know, bring them into school. One of the last days, I look over and these boys are spray painting these piñatas. But where they're doing it at, we all had everything taped down, you know, on the outside where in the back of the school. And I realized that they don't have it taped down. They've been spray painting all over the concrete. And I went over there and I said, everybody stop, halt, basta, like no more, like it's over. And I wasn't mad, but I was like, one boy says, we're going to need to get a sandblaster in here. I remember going to the principal and he said, well, y'all get it. If you can get it taken care of, that's fine. He's like, it's no big deal. But that, I remember the feeling in my heart of like, what are we going to do? We've now just made a disaster all over this ramp that was, it had to have been freshly poured concrete from that previous year. And I'm not quite sure if that sandblaster ever made it out there or if that spray paint, the remnants of that are there, but it's been a wonderful experience to think back on that time. And if I could go back to all those groups of kids I had over the years, I would love to be able to thank them, you know, for what they gave me.
That was Alexandra Nelson. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation and others can be found at our website, wutc.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast on iTunes and Google Play and never miss an episode. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. For WUTC, I'm Will Davis.